My kids got baptized at a black church. Wasn't prepared for that. I mean, I prefer white church myself. Black church just takes too long for me. You got to have your day free. Yep. If I don't go to a football game, you ain't going to make it. Yeah, you might not make Monday Night Football while you're
Gary Owen, performing before a largely black audience. Well, now he's out with a new special on Showtime called I Agree With Myself. He joins us now. Gary Owen, welcome.
Thank you.
How did this happen? A white kid from Ohio.
I don't know. When I first got to L.A., I just wanted to get on TV like every comic. And the first place that gave me a break, so to speak, was BET. I went and auditioned for their show Comic View, and I got on. It just kind of took off from there.
What do you think it is about a black audience that why do you think they've so embraced you?
I always say this, you don't choose your audience, they choose you. And I think it's just black audiences were exposed to me before mainstream white audiences. And I always say you got to play to your audience, don't pander to them. And what I mean by that is if I'm doing Showtime at the Apollo, I'm not going to talk about Garth Brooks. And the same thing is, if I'm doing the West Virginia State Fair, I'm not going to talk about Lil Wayne.
But so what is it about the black audience that obviously you've so embraced and feel comfortable with?
Well, being married, I'm also married to a black lady. Mm-hmm. I have a ton of material that I can use. It's no different than I hear like a Jewish guy will marry a Catholic girl. They'll go that route. With me, I'm like the fish out of water, but I'm real comfortable in the water. So I'm just giving my life experiences from an outsider looking in.
Well, let's listen. You talked about your wife and having a sort of comfort zone in the community, and you talk about her a lot in your act. In fact, I read somewhere somebody said she's your passport. She's your stamp of approval. But
yeah.
But here you are talking about her.
A lot of people know my wife's a black lady, right? She's black, right? Well, my wife's black for real though. Like she's black. Like she's black, but she's black for real, you know? Like my wife's from Oakland, you know, grew up in the inner city. Dad was in the Black Panthers. I was like, if I'm going black, I'm going all the way black. Like, we had our kids first, and then we got married. Yes, got to do it right. There's a few white people didn't get that joke, man.
And Gary, what would you say to those white or black people listening saying, wait a minute, that was an insult?
No, it's an insult maybe if they said that, but it really was my life. Like, both my kids were in my wedding. There's nothing. I'm not lying about that. You know what I mean? And it is what you do. And I find in stand up is you take quote unquote stereotypes and you just kind of you throw it in people's face, so to speak. And then a lot of times perception is reality.
Well, but I'm sure you get pushback from members of the black community who say, wait a second, I can say that. You can't. Or as I read in BuzzFeed, Guy Tori, who's a black comedian, saying that, you know, there is a sense of territory sometimes that some black comics don't want to see you on their comedic territory.
I can see that, but I think that's a minority. I don't think that's a majority. I think no matter what you do, if you're have any type of success at it, there's going to be people that don't want it to happen. And that's just in life.
Yeah.
But with me, I haven't seen the anger, animosity, or people saying, I don't want you here.
Well, there's that. But you've also said that that you've accepted that there's a sort of outsider status to what you do. You're like the Carl Malone of comedy.
Yeah.
Because he was the big black guy who liked trucks in Utah. And so you know that you're something of an outlier. But an outlier with a really, really fast track. You make a lot of money. You are a regular guest on Tom Joyner's radio show, syndicated in nearly 100 markets. It does not get bigger in radio than Tom Joyner. Mm-hmm. And yet, do you wish, as I think I'm reading, that you had more of a white audience?
I don't know if you just want everyone to like you as a comic. And granted, my jokes, a lot of jokes are about race in my act, but I try to tell them in a way that everyone can get it and laugh at it. And, you know, I think every comic, I said I'll be the only comic, I'm the only comic that has to cross over to his own race. Like, I got black people, I got to get the white people to know me. And it's not that I lay at night, you know, thinking, how do I get the white people to love me? I don't do that. I just, you know, as a comic, you just want to be as big as you can possibly be. You know, if I sell 2,000 tickets, next year I want to sell 3,000 tickets at a show. And I just think with that, you got to bring more people into your world, so to speak.
Well, that will happen with your latest special, I Agree With Myself. Let's listen to a little clip from that.
I like rap music, you know, I can't keep up with a lot of the lyrics, you know. Like, I like Drake a lot. He's singing songs a lot of people shouldn't be singing. Started from the bottom, now we're here. I was at Burger King a couple weeks ago, going through the drive-thru. Dude working the drive-thru opened the window. That's all I heard was a song in the background. And he was singing it with passion. He was like, started from the bottom. I was like, you work at Burger King. He ain't missed a beat. He was like, third shift.
And Gary, I'm wondering, you know about the third shifts, and I'm wondering if one thing, you know, that you have in common with a lot of comics, black or white or brown, that you were fueled to get away from a childhood that, as you tell it, in you know, it was low income, but also there was violence on the part of a stepdad and disregard on the, you know, maybe on the part of people around you. And in a way, you have a more in common than maybe not with comics across the board.
Yeah, you know, I think all comics, you don't see a lot of comics coming from it's the two-parent home, the great home life, went to college for 4 years. I mean, it does happen, don't get me wrong, but, you know, the Richard Pryors, the Red Foxes, I think the Sam Kinison, there was always a little family drama. And with me, it was the vein of it was my stepfather. He just was not a nice guy. He just had a lot of irrational behavior growing up that I remember thinking, I can go two routes with this. I can either repeat the cycle, or my whole determination was, I got to prove this guy wrong. Because your whole life as a kid, when you're told you're not nothing, and any sport you try, you're not good enough, or anything you do just wasn't, you just basically called stupid your whole life. My whole drive was to prove him wrong in a way.
Yeah.
So he is a part of my success in a warped kind of way.
Yeah. Gary Owen, we're going to let you go. But I'm wondering, with all the race-related issues in the news, is there anything that you think, in particular as a white comic with black audiences, you just can't do?
It's all in how you tell it. You know, what you can't do, and I've realized this, for my audience, for me to go in front of black people who have accepted me basically as one of their own, you know, you can't talk bad about black people's heroes or their role models. Like, even Whitney Houston, with all her baggage, so to speak, I never did a Whitney Houston joke, because, you know, as a sign of respect to the black people that paid to see me. And even with everything going on with Bill Cosby, I do a Bill Cosby joke, but
which
I
don't we can't
say,
tell here.
Right. Well, I don't say he's guilty or not.
Yeah. But I take your point. You'd find a way to do it, that being sensitive to
being respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's Gary Owen. He's appeared in films like Ride Along, Think Like a Man, and its sequel, his latest Showtime special, is I Agree With Myself. Gary, best of luck.
All right, thank you. Because we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole